Here on Daf Ayin Lamed Beis, let us again start from the Gemara Eichi Domi. We had in the Mishnah that Yofe Koyach Habal Mikoyach Ho'ov, Shabal Meifel Bebogo Vo'ov Enge Meifel Bebogo. The Gemara asks Eichi Domi, where do we have a tzia that the Baal is Meifa Beboga? Ilemo Shekitsha Kshinaira Obogla. Mikdei Misa Meitzia. Mises Meitzi Meshusahov. Ubagres Meitzia Meshusahov. Ma Misa Leinishoikna Reshus Labal. Just like by Misa, even though it says Yotsusa Mirshus Ha'ov, he's not Bekoich anymore to be Meifer, but Al Koponim, the Oros does not take over his Chalik, Ein Oros Meifer Ela B'Shutvis, and even though the Ov was Nistalik, his Koich HaFor became Nistalik, but the Oros does not take over his Koich. So Bagris also Lainis Reikna Lishus Labal. So even though it's Yotzusom Rishus Ha'ov, but he's an Oris, and an Oris needs a Shutif, and he doesn't take over the Chelek Ha'ov. Let us again see the Ram. Eichi Domi Shabal Meifer Bebogo. Michdei Misa Meitzia Rishus Ha'ov. The Kibin Shameis Poka Zechusai. He doesn't have a Zechus anymore. Vulei Motzi Loi Rishi Labonov. We see he can be Meirish, the Zechus Afor Labonov. And after Lama Dachsibin Stachal Tamoisom Livneichem Loi Zechus Pnei Seichem Livneichem Bepek Narish and Ispatso. So even though he doesn't have a Zechus Afor, it doesn't go over to the Oris. Bagris meitzir mishos, mishos of, the sibinore beisavir, voloi boigris. So, av bagris, lein yisroikne lishus labal, kiven dechal oleo rishus of, mikami bagris. Ok shekitsho nare habis. So, memele, since there's a rishus of, that Rishus will not go over to the Oris. And he needs a Shutif. And that won't go over. Elok Shekitsha Kshihi Baigris. So the Ran says, Elok Shekitsha Kshihi Baigris. The boy is Lameima. The Kivin Shein Oleo Rishus Ov. There never was a Rishus Ov over here. So even though the Rishus Ov doesn't go over, there never was a Rishus Ov, Kol Shegiyaz Man, Shenosle Loi Chachomim La'orus, Varusu Lefani Ses Atzmon, but if it's Agoz Man, Kivin the Mikan Ve'ilach Balchayim Mezay Nisekad, the Yisei Bepeik Afal Pi Yofel. So it's Rishus Ov that doesn't go over is a Shter. So, the Teretz is that he married when she was a Bogres. So there never was a Rishus Ov. And that cloud in the Oris Meifa Elo B'Shutfis, that is only before Hagoz Man. But after Hagoz Man, Kol HaNideres Hadas Baila Nideres, since he's giving her Mezainis. So then he's Meifa. Hello? That's the Maila of the Oris over the Ov. There's no Rishus Ov. There never was a Rishus Ov. And now he's Bekoich Lahofa because she's Neidere Saldata. Frekte Gemore Otanina Chode Zimne. So if that is Pshat, Nakitsha Shi Boigris, the Giyas Man, so the Oros could be Mefer, so that's a Mishnah Vaita. Haboigris Sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh. So there's Machlekes there, Rabbi Lez and the Chachomim. But if you're saying that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Lez, that's what you're saying. So it says, Vaita Dafayin Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara says, now that we brought down the Mishnah alone is problematic. Hagufa kasha. What is that kipshat? The Mishnah, habegere sheshosa yudbeis chaydish, hagufa kasha. Amrit habegere sheshosa shneimo isla chaydish, bebegere slomali shneimo isla chaydish, begere spalamid yoim sagilo. That means, for a goz van, the Mishnah is telling us that a begeres that is not b'shus aviyah, and there was a goz man eitzel etzlam was a giyas man li nosei, so he's b'koyach to be mefer al a goz man since he's giving kamezainis. So why did he name us a chaydish by a begeres b'lamidyem sagilo? So that's some of the Akash on the Mishnah. We brought down the Mishnah, so the Mishnah is difficult to understand. And for the Gemara, Tani Begeres, Bishashosa Yud Beis Chodesh. The Mishnah is speaking about two cases. One case, the Mishnah is speaking about a Begeres, and then you don't need Yud Beis Chodesh. Then we'll see there are different Zmanim, Lamed Yoim, after the Yud Beis Chodesh, when she, a year after she became a Boigris. So there's no Zman of Yud Beis Chodesh. V'sheshosa Yud Beis Chodesh is speaking about that she was Niskadish when she was a Naira, and then we waited Yud Beis Chodesh. So that's two cases that there's a Gozman, and she's not Pershus Aviyah. So the Oris is Mefer alone. Let us see the Ram. Elish. Yeah, Otanina Chodesimne. By Pirke Vitalti Lomoli. Omekami da Asik Leilakushe. Before the Gemara answers this Kasha. Daik pahach masnisim basraisa, the gmoz medaik in the Mishnah, meforish lo. Bomeli shneimo sachidish, why do you need shneimo sachidish? Bishloishim sagilo. Ravuna hochi svile beper kafalpi, shle posko chachamu lebegris ala shloishim yoim. That means there's only 30 days to prepare for the chast. And after 30 days, if he's not marrying, he owes him a zaynus. And he can't be like a balchai v'zaynus sale. So memelus, we have a kasha, what is pshat a boigre sheshosa yud beis chaydish? So now the Ran asks, in the hei the Rav Huna itoisiv, I Rav Huna was upgefragt, hosom. So memelus, what's the kasha? So we do need yud beis chaydish, afilu, by a begris also. Miuhosam nami maskinen, that even though we don't say a begris, the shir is lamed yoim, but we do say over there, the chosh avrala yud beis chodesh mishabogra, if a year had passed after she became a begris, mniskatche la'acha mikan, ein la'ela lamed yoim, then there's only 30 days. So memele, so let's say if she got married 7 months after she became a boigris, Eirusin was 7 months afterwards. So in 6 months, there's Agos Man. This is 12 months, so that's a year after boigris, and then another 30 days. So Memela, that's from the Gemara's Kasha. The only case
at a boigris, waits Yud Beis Chodesh for a gozman elbush niskacho biyoim sheishchilo libodya. The day she became a boigris, on that day, then you have to wait 12 months. Bishimochi makshe eiche posik vetoni boigris sheshoso shneim oso chodesh. It would seem that he owned the hagozman is only after 12 months. The boigris ain los man kotsov, there's no man kotsov, she evsha livcheis mimeno shloishim yoyim. It means there's a minimum of 30 days, but there's no inyan of 12 months. Avolei meshkachas lo kol shekitshak shi boigris shi tzriche yud beis chodesh. Elok shi niskatshe biem rishon lebagrus. So the only time that you have to wait 12 months, as if she got married the first day. So the Gemara answers, so that's a kasha, what's pshat in the Mishnah? Tni boigris v'sheshoh so yud beis chodesh, kleima. Begeres kedina. A begeres, a gozman, is whenever it comes out. Shizmana b'chosavi yeser k'dechsivne. That means it is different oifanim. Sometimes less, sometimes more than 30 days. Panara sheshosas man kotzuv lo dayne shnei moso chaydish. Poyil ubay lo chayv mzein yisera yofel. So we had mentioned yesterday, the Sukkos David says pshat that Naro Sheshosos Man Kotsov means that he was Makadisha when she was a Naira. And Yotzeso Mirshus Ha'ov. So she's not, so you don't have the Rishus Ha'ov that is Ma'akiv. So now, when it's Igiyas Man, so then, the others could be Mefer. So that's Pshat Boigris. That is Pshat. A Boigris goes out Mirshusahov. Yofa Koyach Habal Mikoyachov. When she becomes a Boigris and she's not anymore Mirshusahov, so he has a Koyach Afore if it was a Gozma. Mikol Mokim Kasha. Let's get back. But we still have a Kasha, but the it's repetitious. This mission, it says that a Boigris, Mishegiyaz Mano, the Oros is Mefer, it says that the Nine Gimel of Beis also. Iboy Yisayima Hoche Davke, O Boigris Ktoni Hosa Mishum Deboy Yiflik Rabbeleza Verabon. That means, he wanted to tell us first the din over here, to tell us, as we see a Stam Mishneh, that a boigris, the oris is mefer, kshigiyas man. And then lady wants to tell us it's a Stam bacher kach machloikis. That's he wants to tell us. So, we need both Mishnayis. Here's a Stam and there's a machloikis. The boy is aime, boigre stafke, beide de nosiv reishe boze, nosiv seifa nami boze. The second mahalach is, that Be'emison, we'll see in the Ran, that he's not being soisim like Rabbi Eliezer, fakel ta halocha of boigres, that's a Mishnah baita da fein gimel amit beis, that a boigres, shegi is man, is a machlikis, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachomi, Rabbi Eliezer held called, Nederes aldas baile nederes. So since she's giving her mezainah, she's neither aldait, even though it's before nesuin. The chachamim machleik. There is the makir of the machleikis. Now here, the Tane wanted to tell us yofe koyach haov mikoyach habal. So he meant to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we have yofe koyach habal mikoyach haov. That means he's not going into the machleikis. He just, since we said one yofe, he wants to say another yofe. So Memele, so he's going according to Rabbi Eliezer. He says, he's not being soisim over here that, here's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Eliezer. Later it's a Stam Racha Kach Machlekes, he's not oisik in that din. But in the union that is Yafa Koyach Ovel, let's tell this Yafa Koyach Abal. Let us see the Ram. Mikomakim Kashe, Tati Boigres Lomoli. Iboy Yiseime, Boigres Tohoche Dafke. Vahai Diktoni Lohosom. I mean, he wants to be Soisim that by a Boigres, the Oris has a Koyach Afor. Vahai Diktoni Lohosom. Mishim Doboi Eflugi Rabeloza Verabono. He wants to tell us there's a machloikis. Mishim Hoche Hoda Vatonolo. So that's why he repeated the same aloha, Lashmina de Lav Divrei Hakali. Vikoshe Be'enai Lishna de Gmore. The Koma Boigris Tohoche Davke. He says, the Boigris Tohoche Davke. The Adarabe. Mishne Basreise Davke. Ulegufe Yitzterich Lashmina de Leidismech Astome Kame. Davele Istambache Kach Machloikes. What is the Loshen HaGemor? Hoche Davke, who boigres toni hosa, mishim de boi flugi rabbelase verabona. So what's that Davke forget? He wants to tell us that Mishneh, why is this called Davke? Forget, he wants to tell us in the Mishneh that it's a stamach kach machloikis. Benira li, the chikoma boigres to hoche Davke, lav Davke. Doesn't mean that, Eloloimer masnisen basreise boso kamaise greire. That the second Mishnah is a hemshech from the first Mishnah. The loy aschel bo tana lashminen dine de boigres. That means this is a continuation of Ein Gimel Amud Beis is a continuation of our Mishnah. He did not want to start with Ein Gimel Amud Beis. He wanted to start with our Mishnah. Come back to this in 1 minute, but I want to first learn the next one. V'boi yiseime, boigres tohosam davke. Tohosam u shehizchol atana lashmina din boigres. The din boigres starts on Ein Gimel Amud Beis, not now. The masnisen kamais ain't teire stambole, ala aidi denosav reishe bezu yofa koyechov mikoyech habal, akadami alibe dechatan, according to Rabbi Leza, the begavaracha yofa koyech habal mikoyechov. Bekitza, we have here two Lashonis in the Gemara is our Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah. According to the second Lashon, it's not a Stam Mishnah. According to the first Lashon, it's a Stam Mishnah. So what's the golden neglect that it's a Stam Mishnah, but it's a Stam Bachakach Machlikis? What's the... So the Rishash wants to say as follows. The Rishash says, it means that Taisvis and Beyer Beis Amud Beis, that Stam V'achakach Machlekes is means as follows. Stam, pshat is that, let's say, so the Rabbeinu Kodesh was Seisim, that we paskin like this man the Yoma. Then V'achakach Machlekes means that he was Chayzer. No, he changed his mind. It's not so poshut we paskin like this man the Yoma. So he brings a machlekes. There's a machlekes in this. So forget about, before I said a chloropsak, stam. No, there's a machlekes. But Taisha says, a stam mishneh, stam v'achakach machlekes, even though we don't have the hachro that we paskin like this stam, but the stam has a maila of a rabbin. That means a stam mishneh, if Rebbe was saysim like this tane, so there's a loch of a rabbin. So my maila comes out as follows. It comes out, if our mishneh is not a stam mishneh, according to the second loch, Amishan Bachlal, the Tan isn't going into Hilchas Boigres. The Tan just wants to say, according to Rabbi Lezer, there's a din yofa koyach habal. But, so if it doesn't even din have a Stam Mishnah, so when did Rabbein HaKadosh teach us Hilchas Boigres, Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis? No, and Tafayin Gimel Amid Beis, he said, well, Rabbi Lezer holds that he's Bekoyach Lohofer, because Kolon Ederes Hadas Bailon Ederes, Tachomim Old, he's not Bekoyach Lohofer. And if the way Rabbein HaKadosh put it over there, so now we have a klal yachad v'rab malachi kirab. Some of mele klal we don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. If Rabbeinu HaKodesh started Hilchas Boigres taf ayin amud aleph, so he said he was seisim like Rabbi Lezer. The lady says it's a machloikis. So the lady machloikis accomplishes that I'm not seisim. I wasn't machia this subject. I see ladies a machloikis. But Kaponim, the Hachro of Yochid V'Rab Malocha Kram, I also don't have. Because Astam Mishneh has Alocha V'Rab. So now there's one Rab that says he could be Mefer, one Rab says he can't be Mefer. Now we have to be done, out to Paskin. So Rebbe made it in the Luft, and that means I don't know Klor, but Al Kaponim, that's what the Rashash says, that's the Nafkemina between the first Pshat and the second Pshat. Let us start the next Mishnah. Nodro v'hi arusa. She made a neder when she was an arusa. Nisgar shaboy bayoy. Nisar shaboy bayoy. Afilu lemeyo. Avi obay lo achayin mefirin de dorel. So now we have a din that is a din that the ov is mefer with the Bal ha'achay. Zeklal, kosh lo yotza lo shus atzmo sho achas, abiyo bay lo achay mefir nedorel. Now let us see the Rav. Not Rabbi Yerusa, abiyo bay lo achay mefir nedorel. Ta'orus meifer bekoidmen b'shutfetz. That means the Ram is a kash, by lo achay. How does he come into these nedorim? The nedorim were made by shus ha'oras harishin. So how does the oras achin come in? Oras meifer bekoidmen b'shutfes ha'ov, you can be meifer bekoid. V'hai de nokat nisgar sho boi bayoim, v'nisar so boi bayoim. Why do we need all of a sudden that Skarsha by Bayim, Isarsa by Bayim, Mishum de Bishom Askino? It's speaking about that someone heard of the Neda. The Shoma Oris, the Shoma Of. Mishimoche Davke by Bayim. So let's say Shoma Oris. So he heard that day. So the day that he heard is Nisgarsha boy bayoim and Nisarsha boy bayoim. Because of Nisgarsha lamocho, so finished. So he was Mekayim the Neder. Or the other way, if it was Vishama Ha'ov, and so you need that it should be Nisgarsha boy by yoim, or else it was either nizgar shalomocho, you have a comma from the yov. Abu b'yoim shalachav loy, the kivin de shoma chad minayu, v'loy hefer kaim elenidro, v'gmore shaklinan v'torinan hay minayu shoma. Who was the one that heard? Oris or Yavir? That we'll see in the Gemara. But one of them heard. Zaklal, kol shelo yotza l'shus atzmo sho'achas, sheloi bogro v'loi niseis. That means, in we have over here, this was, Meya Pomim was Lebedik over here. She got married 100 times. Tells it seem, which it's like, what the chiddush of 100 times is over here. This is a ha'orer. Why, what's, But Staisofa, we see an Oris Achen can be made for, so Chilik, the second Oris, the 100th Oris. That cloud, so this only helps, she wasn't, never became a boigris, for loy niseis, or by one of these heiris, and she didn't make nisuin. The bogro in niseis, yotzo mershus of, poros luchude le motze meifa. So as long as loy yotzo sa mershus of, so even the 100th oris can be made for, together with the of. Zachte Gemara, Minolon the Oris Achen Mefer Nedorim Shenilu the Oris Rishon. How do you know that the Oris Achen is Mefer? Omer Shmuel Omer Kro. Vimhoyoi Siyeh Leish. Vimhoyoi Siyeh. So Hoyoi is the first Erison. Siyeh is the second Erison. Leish and Adoreo Leho. That means when she was married, she got married to the second Oros, so she had Nedorim that was made by the first Oros. Frek de Gemore, Dilma Hani Mili Shleinirul Oros Rishin. So could be. This is speaking about Leinirul Oros Rishin. That means the Oris never had a schia in the Nedorim. He never became a Bailim on the Nedorim. He became a Bailim through Shmir. We had a few times in the Ran. But maybe the Pasuk is speaking about that he never became a Bailim on the Neder. Then there's a din that the Oris Sheini takes, could also be Mefer. Aber ne dorm shnir lo res rishe in le motzi mefer or sache. So how do you know? We had already before that Hainam at Beis also such a svar, the din of Nisroikna. How do you know there's a din Nisroikna when it was nir lo res? This is already, that he got already a bailus and his bailus is transferred to someone else, to the Ov, or he was speaking about to the Oris Sheini. How do you know such a thing? Maybe the Pasuk is only speaking about Leinira Loris Rishon. So the Gemara answers, Oleho. Vimhoyer Siyeh Leish, Unedoreho Oleho. So Oleho, Kol Nedorim Shehoyu Oleho, Afilu Shama Horis. That's the Oleho's Malbe, Afilu Shama Horis. Kroy Yiseiru. So now, when we learn the Gemara, we learn the Gemara very innocently, that the Gemara is looking for a Makir, and Shmuel comes and gives us a Makir from a Pasuk. That's how we learn the Gemara. Now let us see the Ran. Menani mili doris achein meifa nedorim sheniru larish. Yeah, that was the whole shaila of the Gemara. And if the Gemara about the Pasuk, maybe that's Loi Niru. How do you know Niru? That's the problem. We have a problem by Niru. The Midiktoni, so first of all, how do you know that he's Taka Meifa by Niru? Which means the Gemara was starting off in the middle of an assumption. Maurice, how do you know Nedorim Shnir Loris Rishain that Orishaini is Mefer? First of all, who says he could be Mefer? Then we'll have problems. Who told you he could be Mefer by Nir? So the Ran says, the Midiktoni Nisgar Sha Boy Bayoin. The Nisar Sha Boy Bayoin. Al Kochoch B'Shom Askin. If you need Boy Bayoin, so someone heard. The Loi Boy Bayoin Lomeli. And the Heidika Litruye Dulma Masnisim B'Shama. So the Ran says, no, so this is Shama, the father heard. Mishimachi Tani Bayim, Avo Shama Oros, Loyal Maimeloch Doros Achim Loimotzi Meifa. Afilhochi Shmuel Kibla Meirabai de Chitone Bayim Mishmim Shmias Oros Tonalai. Punfakel. He says, Shmuel had a Kabbalah from his Rebbe, that what the Mishnah mentioned, Boy Bayoim, to tell us I mean, to tell us that the Oris hurt, and that's what we need by Boyer, but for Lohoche the Oris Sheini, that's Pshat the Mishnah. I mean, if the father heard, so, no, first I said, you need Boyer, that's not Negeya, so we know these dinim already. If I care to Tana Chapton Boyer to tell you, that the Oris heard of the net, and therefore you need Boy Bayoim, Vafalpikin Doris Shani can be made for the Nedorim Shekvar Zocha Boy Horis Rish. Umishimhochi Omar, Menoni Mili. So Mamele, so now the Ran is saying like this, so the only one who says that our Mishneh is Muchach, that Shama Ha'oros, the Oris Sheni could be Mefer. Zocha by Oris Rishon, the Oris Sheni could be Mefer. That's Shmuel, B'Shem Rabbi. So you can't say Pshat in the Gemara the way we learned, the Menah and Mili, the Gemara says, how do you know? What do you know? Who says Bechlau that an Oris Sheni could be Mefer, the Dorm Shni Lorish? So the Machaber of this Menah and Mili is Shmuel himself. I'm sure the Gemara is asking, and Shmuel saying a teretz, I have a posik. Shmuel is the one that is asking the kasha. Shmuel is the one that's asking the kasha. The haymanon emili lava shas komalei el lekula medivri Shmuli. The whole thing is from Shmuel. Ucheilu oma hachi. It's keilu. The Gemara would say like this, Omar Shmuel, that's how we're starting. Shmuel starts off before the Menorah immediately. Omar Shmuel, Shmuel saying, no, the Mishnah is speaking about that Shama Horus, and that's what we need by Yoim. So we see from the Mishnah that what? That a philosopher by Horus Rishon, Dor Sheni could be made. Omar Shmuel, Menorah immediately, Dor Sachin made, and the Dor Mishnir L'Rishon. So that even though when Shmuel comes into the Gemara, we see him in the Teretz, but we have to know he was the Makshin also. He was the one that said the Kash, and he said the Teretz. Uchadavase bereish perkeilu metziyis, gabi peiris mefuzorim vekamo, amarabitza kav vedal damis, muchachos mrabitza gufe boilo. The vekamo was also Rabbi Yitzchak's Kash. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying, this whole thing is Rabbi Yitzchak, not a Kasha's Thomas. Rabbi Yitzchak is saying this. So Mamele, that's Pshat. So, well, it's Thomas is Shver. I mean, who says Bechlau that, I mean, we're starting in the middle of an assumption already that Nidorim Shaniru La'oris Rishain the Achin can be Meifa. So Kochoch, it's thought Omar Shmuel. Shmuel is saying this. Shmuel is telling us this. That's Pshat. Shmaitanami Muchach the Dine Gufe Shmuel the Kamalai. Vavrav Raya the Krobochut. And the next sugya we'll see that Shmuel is not only telling us a makir to the halach, Shmuel is telling us the halach. The meisa the dinay b'masnisanu. If you learn kipshutai, the din says in the Mishnah, uShmuel ayama midi al the muchach leimikra. And all Shmuel is saying a makir to the din of the Mishnah. So he says we're gonna have a problem. Heichi Maisi, we bow the Gmos gonna bring Tanya Kevosai de Shmuel, mi Braisa de Nara Moros. From this Braisa, we are going to see that Nedorim Sheniru Loris Rishon Mefer Ha'achai. That's what it says in this Braisa. So Tanya Kevosai de Shmuel, Zukteran, a pertinent question, the Braisa Le Muchet Le Laidine Mehaikro de Shmuel. If Shmuel is only coming to tell us a makir to the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah says that Nedorim Sheniru La'oris Rishon Mefer Achen. Menorah Nemili, the Gemara asks, how does the Mishnah know it? And Shmuel's telling us a makir. So where do you have Tanya Kavosi the Shmuel? The Brice is also the same halacha. The Dorim Shenilo La Oris Rishin, the Oris Achin is Meifer. So what's the Tanya Kavosi the Shmuel? V'i haidine lechosi leshmul. Elamas nisini. But if Shmuel was not the one that was mechaber this din, this is not, it's enough in the Mishnah, Mayum, the Baraisim, Imas Nisan. So the Mishnah says the Halach, and the Baraisim says the Halach. So what's Tanya Kabosi the Shmuel? But we ask Kadivin Shalman only. So Shmuel said a posse. And that is not Tanya Kabosi the Shmuel. Elavadai Mishum the Dine Gufei Shmuel Kamalai. No, Shmuel said the Din. So the Mamel, and then he said a posse also. But he's saying a din. Kamaloi, then hey, the Tony Lemas Nisan. That means even though he built it from the Mishnah, he derived it from the Mishnah, me and Mas Nisan, he called it Truye, the Bisham Avaskina. From the Mishnah, there's no Raya. Shemachim Misailim Ebrai said the Lekal Truye. So the Mishnah Bechlal is not Muchach. That's Pshat in the Mishnah, that there is such a Locha. That's why we have a Barais. Vidul mahanimili binadorim shloimiru laores rishay. Shloishoma oisom. So now the Gemara is asking, maybe the whole din, that the ores achrein could be made for that tafke nadorim that the ores rishin didn't hear. Avo binadorim sheniru laores rishin, leimotzi meifa os achrein. The kiven the niru l'rishay, since already it became a bailam, loy nisroik na rishus lo resachay. El lo'ov, then the ov will get it. Ki the muchach le'el meikesha devayis. We learned yesterday that afilo niru l'or is the sedin nisroik. Hilkach, name it. The Lenadorim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Now we're gonna be chaylik on Shmuel. Who says the Nedorim sheniru laoris rishain that an oris achrein could be mefer? So now if we're a chaylik on Shmuel, he will say the oris achrein cannot be mefer. So what will the din be? What will the din be in such a case? So here the Ran says to Mahal, Hilkach neimer. The Lendorim Sheniru Laoris Rishin, Oris Achin Commander Lesser Domi, or Mefer Ov, then the Ov will be Mefer alone. Hinami, name of the Kivendika Oris Leimotzi Mefer, of Nami Leimotza Mefer, the Momokim Oris of Leimefer Lechudek. So now, the Ran has two Mahalchim. Let's try to elaborate a little on these two Mahalchim. Ran is two Mahalchim. If we will assume that the Oris Achrein cannot be Mefer, the Dorim Shnir Loris Rishon, what will the din be? So the Ran is two Mahalchim. Either the Ov will be Mefer alone, or no one will be able to be Mefer. The Oris Achrein can be Mefer, and the Ov also can be Mefer. Now, what is the longness of these two tzodim? So Rabbaran Zechen Lavroch is Mavayar Mishnas Rabbaran. That we can learn two pshotim in the Aforas Haoros. One mahalach we could learn. That Ba'emison, Erison is not a Yitzir Moshusa of. She's still Boshu Saviyah, Narabe Saviyah. No, the Torah said that the Orus gets a koyach in the, gets a schus in the koyach afor of the Yov. That means she's still Boshu Saviyah, and theoretically, she could be Mefer. He could be Mefer than her himself. She never went out of his rishus. Now the Torah gave the Oros a chelik in the Koyach Ha'ov. So that what the Ov needs a shutif, is pshat is because the Torah gave away a chelik of his koyach hafora to the yoritz. So my mele, so he can be made for law. A chelik was given away to the yoritz. If we learn this way, so that's tafka and oris, they got a chelik from the yov. That means the oris gets his chelik from the yov. So if we will assume that an oris sheni, b'nedorim sheniru l'oris rishon, does not get a chelik, so finish, so then the ov will be made for a loan. That's the first mahalach in the Ran. The second mahalach in the Ran is that b'emesin erisin is a shtikul yitziyeh, Mushusov. I mean, Nesuin is Yotzusa Legamri, Eirisin is a shtikul yitziyah. She's Yotzusa Legabi Aforos Nedorim. That means Legabi Aforos Nedorim is a shtikul yitziyah, Mushusov. So, he can't be Mefer. He needs a shutev. Because she's not completely in his reshus. She's been mixed with Mushusa Oris. So, Memele, if we will say that an Oris is, if we will say that every Eirisin is a Yitzia Moshusa Ov, she's not completely Moshusa now, she's a Bimixas Moshusa Ores, so now you need the Foros Ores also. If we have an Ores that can't be Mefer, so, in hot water, so then there won't be a Fora period. These are the two Tzodim. And by Emerson, the two Tzodim, the Meiri seems to mention these two tzodim. Rabaran brings it down. We had mentioned, we had learned before, and that Samaches, the Ran brought down, and the Machloik is the Ran and the Rambam, which nedorim the ov is bekoich lohofer. So the Ran holds the it means a sefri, the zukish ha'ov lohores, that just like the ores can only be made from nedorim shebeini lebeina and ini nefesh, the ov can also be made from nedorim shel ini nefesh and beini lebeina. That's the Ran shita. So an ov, before she ever got married, he has the same koyach hafora than a baal has. The Rambam shita is that ov can be made for all nedorim. So the Ran is a kasha from the sefri. The sefri is makish, the ov, sefri, Yerushalmi, the makish, the ov to the yoris, so. A klore rayon ish vid the Rambam. So the Miri wants to say one teretz. The Sefri is speaking about when an ov and an oris. That means if you have an ov and an oris, she became an arus already. So then the ov practically can only be made for Nedorim Shemeinu Lebein and Benorim Shemeinu Nefesh, because then he needs a Shutev. That means, theoretically, the Ov can be made for all Nedorim. That's if he's made for with his own Koyach. And Ov is not mugbal to Dafka Nedorim Shemeinu Nefesh. But the Sefri is speaking about after Edison. So now he's not a balabos anymore. He can only be made for together with a shutev. So nedorim, not of ini nefesh and beini lebeino, so he doesn't have a shutev. So he can't be made for these nedorim. That's pshat the hekish of the sefri. That's pshat the hekish of the sefri that after erisin, the ov is dependent on the oris, so can only be made for nedorim, but oris can be made for. Nedorim that the Oz can't be made for, he can't be made for, finish, he lost the shooter. This is the second Mahalach in the Ran by us. So that is Pshat that the Miri learned, that Erisin is a Yitziyah Mershusov, and now it can only be made for Beshutvis. Then the Miri, if you're toys, he really doesn't know if the Rambam holds like that. And the other tzad is, Maybe according to the Shitas HaRambam, those other Nedorim, after Eresin, the Ov will be able to be made for a loan. The Miri had such a tzad. That means, so the second tzad is, that the Emerson, Eresin is never a Yitziya Mershusot, nor the Torah gave the Oris Aschus in the Koyach Ha'ov. So the Ov can't, a chelek of his bailus was given over to the Oris. But his bailus was only given over on the Dorim Shebeini Lebeini Ben Dorim Shalini Nefesh. But other than Dorim was never given over to Oris, and never had such a curse. So he's the way he was before the Eilus. So he can be made for all the Dorim. So this Chakire, this is the two Tzodim in the Ran, these are the two Tzodim in the Miri. What is Pshat in Haforas Haoris? What is Pshat? That after Eresin, there has to be Hafora Bishutvis. This Taka Yitziye, Mishus Ov, or the Pshat is that the Oris takes over a chelik of the koyach ha'ov, but there's no yitziya bedmas. Nafkemin will be where an oris can take over. So al kaponim, so the rani tuma halchim in the gemara's kashe, maybe if nira lo oris, then the oris sheni does never koyach. The gemara says, olea kro yiseiru, loima kol nedorim she'olea. All the dorim that were afilu nira la'oris rishi. That was Shmuel's drosh. Tanya kevosei di Shmuel. So now the Gemara brings a raya. Now we understand the Tanya kevosei. That means in the halacha that nira la'oris rishi is that oris achen can be made for. We have an offer baraisa like Shmuel. We're going to have a difficult baraisa. But let's say first the words of the baraisa, and then we'll see the ran. Tanya kevosi di Shmu. Nara moroso ovio bailo mefir nidorel. Now, ovio bailo means the second bow. That's we'll see in the hemshech of the baraisa. That ovio bailo sheini mefir nidorel. Keitza. Now, it says here two cases. Shoma avio, v'hofalo. Lehispe kabal lishmoya achemeis. Nisar saboy bayoy. The oris died. The ov was meifa. Mafila meya pomi. Ovio obayla achain mefirin nidorel. So this case, whatever the chidushim are, but in this case we don't have any raya whatsoever, because here we're speaking about lehispek habal lishmoyat shemei. So here it wasn't nira loris. Shama baila b'hafilo. Shama baila b'hafilo. The baal was meifa. Lehispek ha'ov lishmoyat shemei sabal. And now it's also speaking about, that's what Tarad says, and she got married again also. This is, because the whole Barais is going on that Avio, speaking about that she got married again. The same case like before. Now the whole difference is, he was Shoma Baila Bahofalo. Please pick up the Shmoy Achemes, Abal Achemes, Abal Chayzerov, a Mefer Chel Kayshal Baal. Now, we're going to see a Merdeke Chiddush over here. That in this case, the Ov is Mefer Chelkei Shalbal, even though she got married again, alone, without the Oris Sheini. Omar Abnosen, you have to understand all these things, but that we have a big Ran that's going to elaborate the reasons. Amar Rab Nosson, Heinein Divrei Beishamai. That's according to Beishamai, that it was Shoma, Abal, Vehefer, Omeis. So now, even though she got married again, the ov alone is meifel. Hein ein divrei beis shamay. Aval beis hilda imrim, ein yochel lehofel, he can't be meifel alone. He has to be meifel together with the orishen. That's the machloikis in the sefer between beis shamay and beis hilda. Bamai pligi, beis shamay sovrei, Nedorim nami sheniru laoris nisroiknal reshus laov umegas gaius besilos avri avio bailachem efir nedareo voloi megas gaius. So al kaponim, even though there's not too much we understand the vial, but we see one thing, anegei alonu. So, in the second case, it's speaking about Shoma Baila Vahifalo, Humeis, so it was Nira Loris, Nira Loris Rishin, and Basilo says, Aviyo Bala Achim Efir Nedareo. So we see Klor, that in the Dorim, Shanira Loris Rishin, the Achim can be made for. So that's Tanya Kebosei, the Shmuel. So you have a raya to Shmuel from Pesilu in the second case. That's what we see so far. But to understand the barais in its entirety, that we have a very big run. Now let us see the run. Tanya kevosei de Shmuel, nafilu nedorim, Sheniru loris rishin motzi meifer orisach. Now, the first case. Shoma avia vahofelo. Le hispik habal ishmoya ad shemeis nisal saboy bayoy. Mishimhochi iktoni boy bayoy. Why do you need nisal saboy bayoy? Di nisal sabiyoyim shalachov. Given the Shemais Baal, is right now Rishus Lov. Lehofer boy bayim, kaimel nidre. Now, let's elaborate a little on what the Ran is saying over here. Ran says, why do you need boy bayim? So he says, no, I need boy bayim. Because it was Nisroikna. Was Nisroikna, the Shamavia, so the Ov heard it that day. And then when the Baal died, the Nisroikna, and he heard the Ned already. So if she'll be Nisal, so if he heard the Ned, so if it won't be by Bayoin, from the Nisroikna to the next Nisal, So he'll be mekayim the neder by not being mefer. So that's why you need nisal saboy bayoyim. Now there's a shekelach problem on this ram. Neiroyim es tekashe, chazanish es tekashe. We'll refresh our memories. We had learned on Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph, let's just look back on Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph. On Daf Samach Tes Amad Aleph, it says as follows, Shoma Avia Vahofelo, this case, Lehispi Kabal Ishmoya, Ad Shemes, Choyzer Ova Mefer Chelke Shobal, Omar Avnosen, Heinein Divrei Beisham, so, pshat in the Gemara there is as follows. The din is that, Beishami holds Megas Gaius. When the Ov was Mefer, he's Megas Gaius, his Chaluk. But his Hafore, in no way affected the chelik of the Yoris. Now the others died. Some Emele, so now there's a Dinis Reikna. So he's made for the Chelek Oros. Beisilo says, Ein Yochel Ofer, because Beisilo holds Miklash Kolish, and the Ran had explained that since when the Ov was made for, and the Oros didn't hear, so it was Kolish Tuve, there was a Merdek Eklishis in the Neder, another kolish, there's no dinus reikna. So as I kolish to kaneda, there's no dinus reikna. Now here, the Ran explains, why do you need boy bayayim? Why do you need boy bayayim? So the Ran says, because, since it's a din, the ov was meifa. Fine. So his chelik was meifa. Now there was a dinus reikna. So, and he shama the neder already, the ov heard the neder already, so if it won't be nisalsa boy bayoim, and that day will be nisalsa lamocho, so there'll be a kome on the chelik aoris rishen. So how could you be meifa together? The ov was making the net already. If it wasn't the salsa boy bayoy, he was making the net because it's the shoykna. So that's we need boy bayoy. Is Kanshael a Ben? Is Reikna? Where's the Adin Is Reikna over here? That's according to Beishamai. According to Beisil, there's not Is Reikna. So where's their Hakomet? So the Vayel, let's just say over what the Mlei Reim says. The Mlei Reim says this is a Palva Barais. It's going according to Beishamai, according to Beisil. We have to satisfy Beishamai also. I mean, it's going according to Beishamai also. This is the first dinners of the Halacha Muskemes. That Aviyah Bay La'achem Efiyun Adoreh. So it has to be by Bayayim according to Beishamai. Because Beishamai does hold Nisroikma. According to Beisilu, could have been Nisal Salamach also, because there's no Nisroikma. To the Ov. But according to, the Ran is saying this according to Beishamai. That is what the Malay Raim wants to say. Before we say over what the Chazanish says, we have to go a little further, and then we'll have more problems. Oviyo obala achrein mefir nidorer. Pirshu ktsas harishayim zal. Now, the Ran had ktsas harishayim. That hold the hach bove kamaise divrei hakali. This is a double muskim. That ovio ubaila achen. We have on the second case where it was shama baila vofilo. Then we have a machlokes beishami and beisilu. If the oris achen is made for beshutvis or the ov is made for alone. But this first case is a double muskim. Bein Beishamai, Bein Beisilul hold, Shama ha'ov v'hofelo, lehispik ha'bal ishmoya, shemeis ha'bal, and the nisas ha'boy b'yoyim, is avio, b'ay lachem avion adarev. This is going to fall according to Beisilul. Pirshu k'tzas rishenim zal, tach bo v'kamay se divrei hakoli, de plukte Beishamai Beisilul, b'idach bo v'buchudi. But to Meheni, so now the Ran asks that this can go according to Beisilu. The Beisilu, the Svirulei Miklish College, is given the Shoma via Bohofalo. The Iklish lay Hai Nidra, so the Nedra became College. Bakati Iselo, because the Ov didn't die, that was the Ran's Lomdish, that the Kozman, the Mefer is Kayim, so Mamela, the his hafor is also kai. V'lei botlo lo hafor adilei. His heichi motzi ovo is achin lohofer. The Omri Beisilo Behidalel, the Shoma Via Vahofolo, Vlahispika Baal Lishmoya Achemes, the Einov Yochalahofer. Bechi Agavnu Lemrine Mesa Baal Nisoikna Rushuslo, Mishum Dekiv and Dikish Lai Nidre, Lakshiva Lai Risha Leop. There's no Dinisoikna over here. Vachinami. What's the chilek? I mean, it's a schwache neder, it's a fragile neder, it there's no din Yerusha and fragile nedorim. That's the yesod. So how could there be now a din of via by la'achim if you're nedorim? V'nire be'einai, Lefi divrei himself. So, but he has Rishonim that say this, so we have to explain. Behind the time, it's a zukteran miradikal Rishonim. Mishum de la'el de'ike shini rishus. Before we're speaking about, there's no oros achrim. Before we were speaking about that there is that the shoma over hefer, so, the shayla is, does the koyach habal go, become nisroikin to the yov? So, we're taking the koyach habal and transporting it to the yov. Dike shini rishus. There's a shini rishus. The mantiklei hai nidre. We're being menatic the nether, we're taking away the nether. Me oros lof, that's a din nisroikna. We're taking away the nether from the oros and bringing it into the rishus of. Kol heichet the kolish lay, so if it's fragile, it's kolish tuve, lay motzi menatic, you don't, a fragile thing, doesn't go over. Break in the middle. It's not transportable, al kapona. It can be menatik, another kolish, mushus ha'oris, mushus ha'ov. Avol hoche, the ika oris achim. But over here, there's an oris achim. Chazine lay lahai oris achim, kekari derishin. Oh, this is not a nituk, mushus lushus. I'm not taking away from the Rishus HaOris and bringing it to the Rishus HaOv. No, the Oris Achain is Kari Derishin. He's an Oimed Bim Koimoy. There's no moving. It's not, you don't have to transfer. You don't have to be Natik the Nether from one Rishus to the other Rishus. The Oris Shaini is Kari Derishin. He's Oimed Bim Koimoy. So it's still by the, whatever there is by the Oris Rishin, now the Oris Shein is Oimed Bim Koimoy. The Kivin the Ma'oris Loris Kosi. Oh, it's coming from an Oris Loris. Aval gav the Ikrish Loi Nidra Motzi Ov Obalohofer. So then the Ov Obalma of Obalohofer. The Chiai Gavne Lav Intukihu. This is not Intuki. So, Pashtus, we learn Pshat and Dran, we learn everything but Tmimus, but let's ask a pertinent question. Where does the Oris Achrin get his Koyach to be Mefer? So the Teretz is, he gets it, Karadarishan, he doesn't get it from the Oh, he can't, it can't go over to the Yov. It goes over to the Yov. It's too fragile. But the Oris Achrein gets it from the Oris Rishen. There are two tremendous problems on this, even after we accept everything. Number one, we have a klal. These two problems for Chazon Ish is Meira. Number one, we have a klal in the oris. A oris is meifer bekoidmin. So lechayre, Doch es ist nicht hält, all the time, the din koivin, there's no problem, because the oris takes from the oath. And by the oath, it wasn't koivin, so he takes from the oath. But here it's koivin. So, lechera, this kash is not too gefällig. Here, it's noch besser. He becomes kare the rishon. So, by the rishon, it wasn't koivin, so by him, it's also not koivin. There's another tremendous problem. What does it say in the Baraisa? In the Baraisa it says, the chelik ha'orus that was nesroikin, so it says, ovio obaylo achim mefir nedoreo. And this chelik, the ov is also mefer. Now, this is a big problem. How did the Ov get in over here? The Ov is also Gevorna Mefa and the Chelik Ha'oris. He was Mefa his Chelik. He made Tzoris Tzoris. He made the Nevis Kolosh and everything. So his Chelik is already taken care of. Now we need a new Afore and the Chelik Ha'oris. Ovio by La'achim Mefir Nedoreo. Now how did he come in? He's out of the picture. It's Miklash Kolosh. It's can be menatiket to him. That's a big problem. So the Chazon Ish is as follows. Kuf Lamed Vov, I say, Venire, da filu le beis hilu. Da ein ha'ov ba'atzmai yochel ha'ofel koidim shenisar so. That the ov can't be mefer koidim shenisar so, that's the din. No, that's something else. That all come back to before. Or maybe we should say both, and then come into this. We had mentioned before another problem, that the Ran had said that you need boy bayoim, because if it's not that the nisarsa boy bayoim, because if it would be boy bayoim and the shama ha'ov, so be a hekim. So we asked Akasha, how could it be a hekim? If it would be Nisal Salamocho, why is it a hekim? The Ov can be made, but there's nothing in the Shoikla. What kind of a com is that, according to Basilah? That was the previous round. So let's first learn, there's two Chazanishin, one on the previous round and one on this round. L'chayre, it's one big mahalach. Nire. Da filu le beisilu, da ein ha'ov ba'atzma yochel ha'ofer koidim shenisarso. Even though the ov can be mefer koidim shenisarso. Mikol mokim, im loy nisarso boi bayoim, einam yochelam la'ofer af bishutvis. De iker ha'afore misrekenis la'ov. That means, afilu, when she gets married later, so that what the orus, achoin, is mefer, he gets from the yov. The ikar afore goes to the yov. So, the sukkos dovid is mevaya, gam le beisilu, sha'ofa ha'ov dave miklish, mikol mokim misrekenes loy haneder, so sa din isrekna, Rak deine yochel hofel yechidi, the bezeye shechesar on the miklish. He said, that what we said that miklish, there's no din nisroikna, that's a din that he doesn't get a koyach hafore to that what it's nisroikin. But there is a nisroikin. כדי שיוכל, this is not right to the loss of the Chazenich, כדי שיוכל דין אורס מייפה בקוימן. That means the Chazenich says, the אורס אחרן, his whole כוח אפורה, does not come from the אורס רישן. What שייך is he to hear with the אורס רישן? His כוח אפורה comes through the אוף. So there has to be a דין נסרויקנה to the אוף, in order for the Oris Achen to be able to be Mefer together with the Yoch. V'chol sha'ov ha'yoyim sh'nisroikna loy. So, memele, if the Oris Rishon died, let's say, on Sunday, in the Shoma Ha'ov, and then later she got married Monday, and the Yoch ha'lohofer, so it can't be made for Monday because it's after Yom Shamay. Va'af al gav de b'loy oris lehoya yochel lehofer. What Sunday? And the chelika oris rishin, he can't be made for Sunday. He can only be made for when she gets married Monday. So was geit meron that Sunday, he wasn't made for, he couldn't be made for Sunday. Mikol mokeh. Kivin Shaova Yoim Shenisroitno and Kanoida for it. He can't be made. You have to understand this. About this in Terezani. Shvilkach. Bemeis Ha'oris Acher Aforis Ha'ov. Umisroiken Koyach Oris Lo'ov. Misroikin koyecha oris lo'ov. I don't know what he says over here. Avogav the kozman shloi nis'ar so'ein ho'ov zoiche. Mikol mokim sh'nis'ar so'ein oris achen yeirish es oris rishin. Ein lebar sheni shum kashrim arishin. What kind of mechutin is he with the rishin? Beloshin Haran Shu Kare Derishin Lavdav. It doesn't mean that. Alaratzeloimer Shehu Din Echod Im Din Harishin. Haino Din Hafore Shel Shutfis. He has the same din of Derishin, the same type of koyach. Ela Ikra Shav Yesh Leishchus Bebitoy Kivin She Ein Kan Oris. Since there was no Oris, the Oris is Chus Bebitoy. Elo de la atzma yein is zeiche beneder, sho yedinei bafore shutfe sho achas, vegam yishtamish bafore sho shutfes. Avo lo hofer, bishutfe sha pizochi bechelke shaloris lishe. He can't be made for himself, because it was very afore, Smiklish Kolish. Avalohofa Bishut Vishap is Ochi Bechelke Sholos Rishon. Aval Oresheni Mikoyach Ofka Zochi. The Oresheni is Zoiche Mikoyach Of. Ve'ilu Loyhoya Ores Mefer Bekaidmin Loyhoya Zochi Oresheni Benedel Zeh, Sheni Yeresh Shol Rishon. Elofi Sha'ores Meifa Bekoidmen Zochov Bechelke Shel Rishen Kede Lishatev Imai Es Oris Hashem. That means Teda Sherechelke Shel Rishen Ein Meifa Hasheni Levadoi Eloho Ova Hasheni Mefir Bishutfes. So the Chazaynish seems to be saying as follows, that the whole chesaron the whole chisaron of Miklash Kolish is that in a Miklash Kolish neder, the Ov cannot be zoich and the neder to be meifa alone. This should be the complete meifa. You need shutfis on this neder. Since the shutfis had started, it's Kolish, he can't be meifa alone. But there's a din is reikna to be made for b'shutfis. And so memele, so with this, so that's why, but I mean, the last raya is the chamoyodike raya. The last raya, it says, the ov and the oris achin are made for b'shutfis. How did the ov become a mechutnovi? If we learn b'tmimis, the losh naram, that netuki rishus, the akolosh tekeneder doesn't go, and by the oris, it's kare the rishin. Fine, it's a beautiful vote, but how does the ov come in of it? This is the chamoyre de kekashe. So therefore, and then the Ran says we can't learn, but with too much tmimis, the chazani says we can't learn, but with too much tmimis the Ran. Because the oris sheni only gets his koich mikoich ha'ov. Now Kaponim, the Vail, he's saying that the Ran only meant that an Isroikna to be Mefer alone by Nether Kolosh there isn't, but an Isroikna to be Mefer Bishutfis there is. That's the bicep shot in this Ram. And he says Amir de Kechidish. And if it wouldn't be Nis'arso, Ba'isa Yoim, so Memele, so even though he doesn't have a Koyach HaFore, the Ov, Kozman, he doesn't have a Shutim, doesn't have a Koyach HaFore, Ba'al Koponim, he has a Koyach of Nisroikna to be Mefer with a Shutif, that koyach he has now. I don't have learned the Shutif yet, but it seems there's a din Nisroikna to be Mefer with a Shutif, and if he won't be Mefer today, he loses the Yom Shomai.